Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 193. I'm creator and host, Don Hutchison. Every day, I interview someone from around the world who has discovered her talents to do work she loves to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Today, I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Barbara York McDaniel. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Barbara, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
Absolutely.
Alrighty, we want to hear the whole story. Barbara York McDaniel is an Amazon.com best-selling author of the book, My God is in the Healing Business, which is a book filled with amazing true stories of God's healing grace in her family. She's an inspirational speaker and faith coach. She's a national certified personnel consultant and the former owner of Healthcare Resources of America, a retained executive search firm. So Barbara, that's a pithy summary of your career to date. Tell us what you're up to now that has you engaged and fascinated.
The project that I'm working on right now is, you just mentioned it. It's my new book that I just had published, and it was just an amazing thing. It took off, and I became bestseller about the first 12 hours it was published. And as a result of that, other doors are opening for me, and I've been contacted for a couple of inspirational speaking engagements, and a lady called me and asked me about joining some other women and going on inspirational tours. So just different things are opening up for me as a result of the book. The book was actually a 25-year dream that turned into a goal that finally came to fruition. So you can imagine how excited I am about it.
Oh my gosh, a 25-year dream. I understand those kinds of dreams, and I want us to go deeper into that whole story. As you know, everyone's life is composed of turning points. These are moments where we face obstacles and issues and take a look at ourselves and how we're doing and decide to move forward. Take us back as far in your story, in your backstory, to the more interesting and memorable turning points in the life of Barbara York McDaniel.
Well, I got married at a very young age of 17. When I got married, if you weren't married by 20, you were an old maid. And if you weren't married by 30, you were a spinster. It was hopeless for you. So I was married and I had my family and a child. My family was my whole life until my husband walked in one day. I thought we were happy, but he didn't. So.
Oh.
He wanted a divorce, and I was absolutely devastated.
How old were you?
I was 30 years old.
Okay.
From that devastating event, I had to stop and say, okay, how am I going to make a living and take care of myself and my child? And I kind of had to assess my assets, which weren't a lot, but everyone had always told me you have a good personality. Well, what do you do with a good personality? And I went into sales, and I was selling the real Yellow Pages for Bell South, and I absolutely loved doing that. I reached pinnacles that I never dreamed possible in selling.
Isn't it funny to think back on the real Yellow Pages when everything is internet? But I remember well the real Yellow Pages. What did you like about it? What did you do special?
It was so interesting because in any given day, I would be talking to a plumber, an electrician, an executive of a hospital, a prominent business attorney, and every one of those, it was my job to find out what their business goals were and how I could help them achieve those goals. So I designed a personal advertising program set up to help them reach their goals, which was extremely rewarding, both personally because of the personal achievements I saw them able to accomplish as to my contribution, and financially. It was just a great, great job. And I loved every moment of it. And then the next major event that took my life in a whole different direction was another devastating event. I was raped by one of my coworkers.
Oh, my gosh.
And until you have been through that, when you see on the media and they're always questioning women who have been raped, well, why didn't they come forward? Well, you don't know what you go through until you've experienced it.
I can't even begin to comprehend it.
My reaction was I had to get away from it. I could not face him, and I did not see it being of any benefit to me to expose him.
Right.
So it was, I ran. And after I ran from the job that I loved, I had a nervous breakdown. And it was just a horrible 1 year of my life. And finally, I came to terms with what had happened to me, what I had given up, my bad decisions, and I kind of dusted my knees off, picked myself up, and started looking for a job. And
how did you survive during the year that you had the breakdown?
You mean financially?
Well, anyway, because that can't imagine a more devastating.
I started going to a psychologist,
right,
and went through some psychotherapy to help me to deal with what had happened.
Okay.
And then from a financial standpoint, I had good credit.
Okay.
And good credit carries you a long way when you're in need.
Yes.
And then a business associate had referred me to an executive recruiter to help me find a new position. And when I went in and interviewed with him, he saw something in me, and he offered me a job to head up the healthcare desk. And I laughed at him and I said, okay, I've been in the hospital twice. I know they have doctors and nurses, and that's all I know about healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed and said, believe me, I can teach you what you need to know. The talent that you have is something that can't be bought or learned. I want your talent. So he took me under his wing and literally taught me everything he knew about the business. Once again, I was flying high. I was making more money than I ever dreamed possible. I was making a major impact on people's lives. The way we ran our business was a retained search, so that hospitals, I worked with cutting edge hospitals, and they would tell us exactly what they wanted. They would even go so far as to tell us what organizations they wanted these people to belong to. And so it was my job to go out and find them those perfect candidates. These were things whenever hospitals were just beginning to develop rehab centers for injuries and psych hospitals for people who were dealing with bipolar and addiction. So I was kind of on the cutting edge of the outside of the cutting edge on all that stuff. It was so rewarding. I loved every minute of it. And one day my boss walked in and said he had made some bad decisions and he was going bankrupt, and I had no job. And yet I had people who had paid me to find them professional. And so what I did is I went home and started my business on my bed. That opportunity that seemed so devastating at the time turned out that I developed one of the most respected healthcare search firms in the country. So what I found out about my life and about career is when something major happens that you have nothing to do with, it just happens in life, get ready. If you look for something good to happen, it's probably getting ready to happen, because that empty void creates a big hole and something has to come in to fill it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. So what happened next in the storyline?
Search. I wound up selling that business. I had some health issues, and doctor diagnosed me with a devastating disease. It's an unusual disease, very rare, called Sjogren's.
How do you spell that?
S-J, Oh, it's a really strange way to spell it. Sjogranes, I believe.
Okay.
That's kind of close.
Okay.
But he told me to go fill out my Social Security for disability. He would sign it. I would not be able to work again. The medication they put me on was worse actually than the disease, because it was going to kill me. We knew that, but it was going to get me out of the pain. And I just mentally would not refuse to wrap my mind around that kind of life. I think the fact that I refused to accept it went a long way. And then in a very serendipitous way, I received a phone call from a lady at church that said, "Well, you know, Sister so-and-so is a faith healer." And I went and met with her. The lady prayed the prayer of faith over me. And within 30 minutes, I knew I had been healed. So that was a huge and major turning point in this book being written, because what I realized was throughout my entire family for four generations back, we had stories of our family who had been divinely healed of major disease, and even my grandmother had been literally raised from the dead. She had been pronounced dead. She had been sent to the morgue, had been in the morgue for several hours, and a nurse went into the morgue to get something, and my grandmother spoke to her. We never knew as a family what she said, but we can only imagine what that nurse thought. And we were told that she grabbed the gurney and took off running down the hall, yelling, "Doctors, come quick. This woman isn't dead." So I had grown up with stories of faith about family members who had been healed from cancer and saved from devastating automobile and airplane accidents. My dad was in an airplane accident and his main vertebra in his back was broken. And when they got him to the hospital, the doctors told us, told my mom, that he would probably not live through the night. And if he did, he would be a paraplegic. And yet 30 days later, he walked out of that hospital and his life was never really majorly impacted by that airplane crash. So those stories just started pouring out of me after I was divinely healed. And that is what actually created this book that I've just published.
Good heavens. It's just totally amazing. So what was the catalyst to get you to sit down and write the book?
Well, I had been working in a job that I was not really happy with, but because the healthcare system is so bad and because of the disease I had, I could not get insurance. I became uninsurable. And it was I had to have insurance. So I wound up getting a literally pretty much a 70% cut in salary to get a job that had insurance. And as soon as I was able to get on, it was a very oppressive job. And I just went to work and worked unto the Lord every day. I refused to let somebody else take my happiness. And, when I was able to get on Medicare, I knew I was going to be able to work another year, but something inside of me was restless. I knew it was time for me to leave. And I went to an adult, they called it a retreat, but it was adult church camp. You know, it was one of those deals where you don't take anything, no electronics, no watch, nothing to connect you with the outside world. And they have wonderful leaders that just fill you full of good stuff. And when I left there, I knew that I was going back and giving my notice, and I knew that it was time for this book to be written. And so I took off and went to a cabin in the woods, and the outline to the book was generated.
Oh, amazing. What an amazing story. How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
So as you know, the statistics on people in the world getting in their, being in their sweet spot, as I call it, doing work that they love, are they're pretty bad. That most people might be making a decent living and they might be liking what they do okay, but they're not really using their talents fully. That's in around the world and even in America. What do you think that's about?
I think the biggest problem people have is fear. They don't have confidence in themselves and their abilities, and the big bad world and all that can happen is a huge fear for all of us. I cannot tell you how frightened I was as a 30-year-old woman with a child to take care of. It was like, okay, I can surrender to my fears or I can walk through them. And because I walked through them, I discovered a whole new world of a success and a whole new level of success that I never experienced. And if you go back and listen to the story I just gave you, you'll see every single event was really terrifying.
Yes.
And yet you have a choice. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be unhappy. But if you're going to be happy, you have to be proactive with your life. And that's what I was. I just have always sat back and said, okay, what is this? What has this situation that I find myself in? Where do I go from here? Where is it taking me from here? Because the old adage, every time a door opens, another one will open. You've heard it several times. A window will open. You hear that because it's true, but you got to look for the door to open it.
Right. Yeah. Every time a door closes, another will open.
Mm-hmm.
Another will open. So what aspects of your life have been most profoundly impacted by you taking the road less traveled? You using your talents and you doing what you just said, having confidence in yourself and making the hard decisions, what aspects of your life have been the most profoundly impacted by that?
I've just been able to develop a life that has worked well for me. You know, I don't have a husband, so I'm able to put my whole energies into my career, and I think it shows up in my career and what I was able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. You talked about fear being the greatest obstacle, which I agree with. What would you say to people out there who are stuck and facing different obstacles and obstructions? What would you say to them to get through that?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is what has worked for me. As a Christian, I got saved when I was 9 years old. And so my whole life has been about learning about God and what He wants from me. As a Christian, every time I hit one of these stone walls in my life, I had no place to go except to God. You know, I couldn't depend on other people because other people were letting me down. So in every situation that I gave you, I always turned to God and asked Him to lead me and guide me through the fear and to the place where He wanted me to be. And I found that that's what always happened.
Yes, I hear that. Have there been other resources? Obviously, your faith has led you well. Are there other books or resources that you have used that you recommend highly?
Oh, my goodness. I am a bookworm. The book that comes to my mind most readily is The God I Never Knew by Robert Morris. That book absolutely changed my life. It put me, you know, I'd always had a relationship with God. Just like I said, always prayed to God, always asking for help. But that book helps you to carry your level of communication with God to a whole new place that I never knew existed before, which the title is perfect, The God I Never Knew. And so that book was hugely and profoundly effective in who I am today. Several years ago, when it first came out, I read The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. I think that's an excellent book. It has just the good basic truths of how to be successful in life from a spiritual standpoint and how that affects your entire compass of who you are. Mm-hmm. And from I very, very seldom read fiction, but one book that I consider the best book I've ever read in my life was a little small book called The Shack by William P. Young. And because I'm a writer, that man is so talented with words, that affected me greatly. So I guess you would say those are the three that I think the most of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, good. What is what about this internet? How do you use the internet now that you're a published author and promoting your book and your other services? How do you engage the internet?
Well, I think anybody who is in business must. It's an absolute must. I don't care if you're part-time or a full-time big corporation, you have to have a good presence on the internet. I'm on Facebook, and it's Barbara York McDaniel, author. I'm on Twitter. They won't let me use my whole name. It's too many letters. So it's Barbara Y. McDaniel. I'm on LinkedIn. They won't let me use a middle name at all. So it's Barbara McDaniel. I use all of those. I also have a blog and a website. My website is BarbaraYorkMcDaniel.com. But as far as tools, there are so many tools on the internet. I can't imagine being able to conduct a business without using it. I think probably this is kind of an unusual tool, so I'm going to share it with you because somebody out there may be dealing with the same disability that I have. I have dyslexia, and it makes it very hard to spell words sometimes. And did not realize until not long ago that it's not only a visual disease, it's an audio disease. We hear words differently, and because we hear them differently, we speak them incorrectly, and we also misspell them. And you think about, well, the word check. It doesn't work when you spell so when you're hearing words incorrectly and you don't spell them, they're not even close to what they actually are. It doesn't work. But Yahoo's search engine is wonderful at figuring out when I'm trying to spell phonically or according to what I'm hearing. They've got something built into their search engine that can go into my brain and figure out what I'm trying to spell. So
that's exciting.
Just a word to those people who have that same challenge in life. Use Yahoo. I keep it up all the time, and you can just put the word in there the way you hear it, and it'll almost always come up with the correct spelling.
That's a wonderful suggestion. Thank you. We'll share that wide. So what do you see happening in your life in the next handful of years? What's your vision going forward?
The book that's just come out is very exciting. It's offering me new opportunities. As I've mentioned, I've got a couple of speaking engagements scheduled for the beginning of the year. I've been approached by a group of ladies who do these inspirational tours, and that's in the works. I don't know what will come of it. I imagine I will be writing some other books. I think I have some others inside of me that need to be get out.
Yes.
So I'm really, at this point in time, I do faith coaching. I've been doing that for years. That's on my website. And I blog. So I'm at one of those crossroads in life where I don't know what the opportunities that are going to be presented, but I'm very open to the exciting things that are coming.
Yes, yes. So what are you proudest of, Barbara?
At this moment in time, what am I most proud of? Obviously, my son and grandchildren are the pride of my life. But as far as my own accomplishments, I think having this book published and then see it going to become a number one bestseller was, I mean, that's the most recent, but yes, that took 25 years to really birth that project. So I think at this point in time in my life, that's what I'm most proud of.
Yes, yes. Well, Barbara York McDaniel, it has been a great pleasure being with you today. We appreciate you sharing the highlights of your life journey, and I know that our listeners around the world have learned lessons that will help them on theirs. Tell us again how they can get in touch with you. What's the most direct way to get in touch with you?
Go to my website at www.BarbaraYorkMcDaniel. I spell my name BarbaraYorkMcDaniel.com. It's all lowercase, and they can find my how to get my book there. There's a free gift that I give away. It's a little book of healing scriptures, and it's literally a couple hundred scriptures that I've used in my life to overcome these fears, to overcome disease, and just the challenges of life. They can download that free of charge. It's my gift to them, and then they can receive my blog each week. I send out an inspirational blog every Monday morning to help people start their day off on a positive note.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listeners know that they can go to discovertalentpodcast.com, put in your name, Barbara York McDaniel, go to the show notes section and see highlights of this interview as well as those connecting points. I want to thank listeners across the world for joining us today, as always. You've heard me talk every show about our infographic, our ebook and infographic, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed, 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love. Hope you'll take advantage of that. It's free and might be a kickstart wherever you are in your career to get you moving to the next level. You can also subscribe for free on iTunes and Stitcher. If you like the content of our show, we'd love for you to be a part of our tribe and tell us how we can serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them. We can't ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.